This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman emphasized that government is complying with fiscal deficit trajectory and will bring it down to below 4.5% by 2025-26. Ms. Sitharaman was replying to the discussion on the Union Budget 2024-25 and the Budget for Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir for 2024-25 in the Lok Sabha yesterday. Ms. Sitharaman said, India is the fastest growing economy post-COVID. She said everyone should work together to build a Vikasit Bharat by 2047. She pointed out that the Indian economy is shining like a bright spot even after the COVID pandemic. The finance minister pointed out that the budget allocation for the Department of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare was only 21,934 crore rupees in 2013-2014. She emphasized that this has increased fivefolds to 1.23 lakh crore rupees. She added that more than 3.2 lakh crore rupees have been dispersed to over 11 crore farmers under PM Kisan since its launch. In Kerala, the death toll in the landslide that ravaged Wayanad yesterday morning has touched 120. A coordinated effort by the Army, Air Force and the Navy saw several people being rescued from the debris of the landslide. The IAF deployed choppers to evacuate injured people and shifted them to hospitals. A temporary bridge across the river in place of the earlier bridge that was washed away in flash floods was also constructed. The bridge was used to move several people to safety. The army said around 150 people were rescued from Mundakai village, provided medical aid and evacuated to safer places. Apart from 225 personnel deployed for the operation, it has kept 140 others on standby in Thiruvananthapuram to be airlifted on short notice. Prime Minister of Vietnam, Pham Minh Chinh, has arrived in New Delhi for a 3-day state visit to India. He is accompanied by a high-level delegation, including several ministers, deputy ministers and business leaders. Prime Minister Chinh is scheduled to hold bilateral discussions with Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who will host a luncheon in his favour. Prime Minister Chinh will also meet President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will also call on the visiting Prime Minister. According to the Ministry of External Affairs, India and Vietnam's long-standing historical and civilizational ties were elevated to a comprehensive strategic partnership during Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Vietnam in 2016. The ministry emphasized that India views Vietnam as a key pillar of its Act East policy and an important partner in its Indo-Pacific vision. Jharkhand Chief Minister Hemant Soren announced 2 lakh rupees ex gratia to the family of those deceased in Howrah-Mumbai train accident. Expressing grief over the tragic incident, 50,000 rupees will be given to the injured passengers. In a significant move, the Jammu and Kashmir government yesterday appointed a former judge of J&K High Court, Justice Janak Raj Kotwal, as head of a panel set up last month for reservation of other backward classes in urban local bodies of the Union Territory. Our Jammu correspondent reports that retired IAS officer Rajkumar Bhagwat and former Dean of Sher-e Kashmir University of Agriculture and Technology, Professor Mohinder Singh Badwal, would be its members. In cricket, India defeated Sri Lanka in the final T20 international, making a clean sweep of the 3-match series. Put into bat, India managed to post 137 runs for 9 wickets. Chasing the target of 138 runs, Sri Lanka were restricted at 137 for 8 wickets by Indian spinners, taking the game into the super over. Sri Lanka could only manage 2 runs in the super over. Skipper Suryakumar Yadav hit a 4 in the very first ball, completing the formality of 3-run target. The two teams will now move to Colombo for a series of 3 1-day internationals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.